Live Nation to convert several venues into polling locations. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 16, 2020. Live Nation announced that it will be converting its concert venues into polling locations for the November election. The concert industry giant says it is working with local officials to examine the feasibility of using more than 100 Live Nation venues across the country. Live Nation announced several initiatives to encourage civic engagement and support access to voting in the 2020 elections, said the concert industry giant in a recent statement. These initiatives include using Live Nation-owned concert venues as polling places, providing employees with paid time off to vote, incentivizing employees to serve as poll workers, and partnering with organizations on voter access and educational efforts. Live Nation added that so far, both the Wiltern and Hollywood Palladium in Los Angeles, California, as well as Emo's in Austin, Texas, and the Buckhead Theater in Atlanta, Georgia have all been confirmed to be converted into polling sites. The Fillmore in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania has also been offered to serve its local neighborhood, and is in the final stages of the bidding process. Core to what we do at Live Nation is helping amplify voices on stage around the world, and supporting voting is another important way we want to continue making voices heard, said Live Nation CEO Michael Rapino. We're honored to work with such incredible partners and will do everything in our power to support and empower voter engagement among our employees and the public. The company is also partnering with the liberal political organization More Than a Vote, a voting advocacy group created by LeBron James and other NBA players over the summer. Earlier this month, James wore a shirt emblazoned with Vote or Die during a practice to push his voter registration group. Live Nation also mentioned that it is partnering with the liberal activist group Headcount.org, an organization that focuses on working with musicians to increase political participation. Headcount.org was founded in 2004 by musician Mark Brownstein and music industry author Andy Bernstein. Members of the group's board include Obama White House operative Pete Rouse, Vice Media COO Alyssa Mastromonaco, and Grateful Dead guitarist Bob Weir. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @alana, and on Instagram.